So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. I was thinking we could do a live-action Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, what the heck is that?
You've never heard of Beauty and the Beast?
No, I don't really watch movies for entertainment. I usually just throw coins at poor people and see how they react. It's usually not good.
Oh, that's pretty horrible. Anyway, this is an older movie that people love, so if we do it again, they'll give us money.
I love it already, so what's it about?
Well, there's this prince dude, right? And he's just being a big fancy jerk in his castle.
Oh, I like this guy.
No, you're not supposed to yet.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, this enchantress lady comes in acting all poor, but he doesn't help her, so she uses some dark magic to teach him a lesson.
What does she do?
She turns him into a beast.
Wow.
And he can only turn back into a human if he finds true love before all the petals fall off of this rose she gave him.
Okay, pretty straightforward curse, I guess. That should teach him a lesson.
And she also turns all his staff into household items.
What? Why?
Because they're guilty too somehow by also being there while he was being a jerk.
Oh, okay. I guess I could see that.
And they're all gonna turn into straight up antiques and die if the last rose petal falls.
So they get a worse punishment than the actual prince?
They do, and she transforms the dog too.
What did the dog do?
Nothing, and that's the point. The dog should have done something to stop the prince from being a jerk.
Okay, there are a lot of layers to this curse.
Oh, it's not done.
Oh, it's not.
Nope, she also erases the memories of everyone in the nearby town so they don't remember their loved ones who work at the castle.
What, is she a god?
She might be. She also makes it winter around the castle.
Why would that be part of it?
And she leaves the prince an enchanted mirror that lets you see anything you want to see.
That one seems like a straight-up gift.
And a magic book that lets you travel anywhere, anytime you want to go.
Okay, so does the enchantress just stand there explaining all the elements to this curse for like 5 hours? There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, I'm sure she had some kind of magical PowerPoint presentation off-screen.
Anyway, I'm really excited to bring this beast guy to life. That's gonna look awesome.
Oh, for sure. We can have some really cool looks going with like makeup and prosthetics.
Or we could do that motion capture thing, you know, go full CGI with it.
Oh, I don't know how good that's gonna look. Have you seen what they're doing with Snapchat filters these days?
I have.
So, you know, we could probably make it, like, slightly better looking than a Snapchat filter.
Oh, that doesn't sound great, but okay.
This is gonna age fantastically.
Maybe.
So anyway, then we're gonna meet Belle.
Oh, that's French for beauty.
It sure is. This all takes place in provincial France, so you're gonna have to find a bunch of, you know, British actors.
Oh, do you need them to do French accents? Because I can get French actors.
No, they should be British and speak with British accents. They can also be American, but they have to speak with British accents.
Okay, so we're gonna do that thing where they all have British accents, but you're like, oh, okay, in their reality, they're all speaking French?
Well, no, because there's a candlestick and a feather duster that have very thick French accents.
Why would they have French accents?
Well, because they're French, you silly producer.
But everybody's French.
That's right.
I don't know what's going on.
Oh, me neither, but I'm having a great time, aren't you?
It's not as fun as my coin toss game, but I guess it's pretty fun.
Fantastic. So anyway, we meet Belle when she's walking around town, singing about how much she hates living there.
Rude.
And everybody else is singing about her and how weird she is for reading.
What a weird town.
And we're gonna see that Belle invented a washing machine, and she's teaching a little girl to read, so, you know, the townspeople do not like that.
Oh, they don't?
No, they don't, so they throw her laundry in the street.
Oh my god, what?
Yeah, see, in the original there was just the song, so it was kinda like, oh, they don't understand her cause she reads, but in this one it's like, they straight up hate her.
Well, she did just sing a song about how dumb she thinks the town is.
She did, so I guess it's all fair.
So just to recap, everybody we've met so far is just awful.
Pretty much. So anyway, one day Belle's dad Maurice gets lost in the woods and chased by wolves and ends up in the Beast's castle for shelter.
Okay.
And he eats some food that he assumed was for him, and he picks a rose, so Beast throws him in a jail cell.
Why does he do that?
Well, Maurice stole some food and was looking for shelter, so the punishment is, you know, food and shelter forever.
Oh, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, it needs to happen.
How come?
Because the movie needs to happen.
Oh, okay.
So anyway, Maurice's horse goes to get Belle, and they run back to the castle to help him.
Oh, that poor horse must be exhausted.
Whatever, whatever. So then Beast has Belle as a prisoner, and all the furniture people want them to fall in love to lift the curse.
Right. This is a very weird movie. I hope you know that.
Oh, I'm very aware, but I'm not sure everybody else is, because this is a classic.
Oh, so what else happens?
Well, then Belle's gonna spend the rest of the movie developing just the most romantic case of Stockholm Syndrome you've ever seen.
Oh, criminal romance is tight.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. He's gonna show her some books, he's gonna throw a giant snowball at her face, they're gonna have a little dance.
Wow.
They're gonna travel to Paris with a magic book to check out the plague.
Oh my god.
Yeah, we're gonna add this whole thing about Belle's mom dying in the plague, so they're gonna go check that out with the magic book from the Enchantress.
Oh, so the gifts were plot devices?
Absolutely. So anyway, eventually this bad guy Gaston back in town is gonna accuse her dad of being crazy for talking about a beast.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so then Belle goes to town with that other plot device to show them that the beast is real.
Oh, so what do they do?
Well, Gaston tells everyone they should kill the beast, so they all take off to do that.
Oh no.
Yeah, so there's gonna be this big fight scene between everyone. Gaston is gonna shoot the beast a couple of times.
Oh man, it's gonna be hard for the good guys to beat Gaston if the beast's been
shut.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah, see, the castle is crumbling, so Gaston just falls to his death.
Wait, why is the castle crumbling?
Because.
That works.
And so, yeah, now Belle is in love with the Beast because he was nice to her a handful of times, and the curse gets lifted.
Wow, and does the Enchantress reveal that she's the devil and she tore families apart for years just because a guy was mean to her once?
No, she keeps that to herself.
Probably a good idea.
So what do you think?
Well, I mean, it sounds insane, but you think people are gonna pay us money to see a movie they like with updated effects?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people say they want original movies, but what they really want is the comfort of the familiar.
Well, let's hope we can cash in on that comfort.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. Hope you like that pitch meeting. There are over 100 pitch meetings on the channel, so check some of those out. You'd also let me know in the comment section what other movies you'd like to see pitch meetings for. Don't forget to like and subscribe and share on Twitter, Facebook, all the stuff that helps out a lot. As always, check back soon for a new pitch. Bye-bye.